NBC News Radio, I'm Michael Kastner. Senate Republicans are blocking voting rights legislation. Democrats are focused on getting passed. More from Mark Mayfield.
The legislation, which was voted on Wednesday, combined provisions from the Freedom to Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. At least 10 Republicans would have needed to side with Democrats for the bill to pass because of the filibuster, but that did not happen. Because of the vote, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is now bringing a proposal to change filibuster rules, but that is also expected to be voted down.
Jury selection begins today in the federal trial over the killing of George Floyd. Three former Minneapolis cops are charged with violating his civil rights in 2020 and have pleaded not guilty. A fourth cop, Derek Chauvin, pleaded guilty after being convicted on state charges. New developments overnight from last weekend's synagogue standoff in Texas. Two men have been arrested in the UK. It's unclear how they're connected, since the FBI said a British man acted alone when he took four people hostage. He was later shot and killed. Federal agents have searched the home of a U.S. congressman. Trey Thomas has the details.
The FBI confirms it conducted what's being described only as a court-authorized search of Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar's home. Officials didn't go beyond saying that agents searched the Democrat's home Wednesday night.
While new job openings are roaring back in certain parts of the country, others are lagging. Mike Bauer reports.
As is usually the case in reports of things like growing job opportunities, you find counterbalance reports of markets lagging behind. In the Indeed job opening market report, the metro area that's lagging the most in job growth is Honolulu. That's due in large part to the hit that Hawaii's tourism industry has taken. The bottom 10 cities, which include cities like San Francisco, San Jose, California, and Washington, D.C., include some of the country's biggest and most expensive cities, which typically lead in job growth. New York City is also toward the bottom of the job growth list, although not in the bottom 10.
Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.